So exactly how do you age gracefully anyway? Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious 40-plus women like you, here to help you drop the wine and pick up healthy, conscious living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is what we call a snippet. Gals, I'm so excited to talk to you today because I have had a massive perspective shift. I have had another perspective shift. The truth of the matter is, the last few years for me have been shift after shift after shift. That was hard to say without swearing. Seriously, gals, when we start growing in certain directions and realize that we can change our minds, that we can look at things differently, and by doing that, actually create a very different world in which we live, all of that is so exciting once we actually see it in action, put it into play in our lives. And I've slowly started doing that, realizing that, seeing that, learning how to do that, and it's amazing what happens. So as you know, starting this week, just 2 days ago on Monday, we started a study of James Allen's amazing tiny little book, As a Man Thinketh. And I hope you got on board on Monday. I hope you've got your journal. I hope you're following along because we're going to put that book into action. And not only that, but the other snippets like today are going to be relevant to that whole idea, because the bottom line is actually the truth is, gals, that everything we do here is about mindset. It's about how we think. It's about our perspective, all of it, because what we think leads to our emotions, which leads to our actions, which creates our lives. So yeah, we're doing the book, but there's more to it than that. So I want to share one of my most recent shifts. What happened to me? So it started by the fact that I am turning 60 next month. Right, turning 60. And I've been not dreading it, I won't say that, but it's 60 and it's a milestone, right? And so I was sort of ambivalent about it. And then I remember very clearly, seems like yesterday, that when my mom turned 60 and I was 35, she seemed old, right? When we were younger, 60 did seem old, and times have changed, right? We know more about health. We know more about mindset, and we're just not aging the same. I think we just refuse to, but nonetheless, you know, 60, right? And so it's been there sort of in the back of my mind. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks just the other day. This is going to be a massive turning point into the best decade of my life. How do I know? Simple. My 30s were better than my 20s. Even though my 30s were hard, I went from being a prostitute in my 20s to a college student in my early 30s to a college professor by my late 30s. Even though I was still drinking, I was still using drugs, to be honest. It was a difficult decade, but it was better than my 20s, which was just absolute chaos. And then my 40s were better than my 30s. So even though I was still drinking, I settled into my career as a college professor, got into this binge drinking routine, sort of kind of was holding everything together. It was difficult. Yeah. My whole life, gals, right up until the day I quit drinking was difficult. But my 40s were definitely better than my 30s. And then came the 50s. Now, of course, when I turned 50, I did not know I was going to finally break free from alcohol. By that point, I actually thought, I'm going to just die drunk. Like, this is ridiculous how long I've been trying. But anyway, by 52, I'm sober. And by now, I'm 59 and 9/10. I can look back and tell you that my 50s have not only been better than my 40s, 30s, and 20s, but exponentially better, undescribably better, because it's the decade in which I gave up alcohol, started like so many new things. I won't go into details, but let's just say there's the 50s, way better, like inconceivably better than my 40s. And so it suddenly hit me, holy crap, what are the 60s going to be like? Amazing. Amazing. I mean, if I'm learning this much right now, and I'm always learning, always growing, Just imagine what's going to happen over the next 10 years. My 60s are going to be, I don't know, like pure joy, perhaps, because I'm so happy now. Anyway, you get my point. So the fact that I'm turning 60 excites the hell out of me. Not that I have to turn 60 to have a better life, but, you know, if we go decade by decade like that, I can tell you without a doubt that each one has become better and better and better. And I actually honestly believe that this is true for most of us. It's hard to be 20-something. It just is. We think we know everything and we actually know nothing. It's hilarious, right? And then the 30s, we're going through like the children raising of the kids. You know, there's this and that. Every decade, generally speaking, unless we are somehow going deeper and deeper into alcoholism or a mental illness or health issues, or unless something's going on in our lives, we would hope that we're growing each year and therefore each decade gets better. But I want you to know that if you're still struggling with alcohol, and it doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter if you're on the cusp of a new decade, the next year of your life could be the best year of your life if this is when you give up alcohol. Yeah, I get it. It's hard. It's a hard decision. It is. The first couple of weeks are the hardest, which is kind of ironic, because if we can just make it through those first couple of weeks, it already is getting easier. But most of us, if we're going to fail, that's when it happens. We just, oh man, I can't do this. And then we fail again and again, right? We've got to get, so yeah, I get it. It's tough. The first couple of weeks, first couple of months. In fact, the first year of sobriety is a bit of a roller coaster. But if we're properly supported and properly committed and properly growing, it becomes a massive turning point in our lives. And then from there, it just gets better and better and better. And so I wanted to share this perspective shift with you. Are you dreading the next year or the next decade or wherever you're at? Or can you look forward to it as just getting better? The truth is, if you're still drinking, it's likely it's hard to get excited, because really you start thinking, like I was when I turned 50, I was just thinking, I just got to somehow survive, right? I mean, it was either that or kill myself. And I wasn't prepared to kill myself. For some reason, I was too stubborn. And so even though it was so hard, I kept breathing year after year, but I didn't know I was going to get sober. And so, you know, it's like hard. If you're still drinking, it's hard to get excited about the future. I understand that. But since you're hearing my voice, I'm going to just go ahead and assume that you are in some way determined to sooner or later put down that bottle and find out what it's like to really live. And that's worth getting excited about. It's just a matter of how long you're going to wait. How much more time are you going to waste? Because that's what it is. It's a waste. So the perspective I want to give to you today is that the future is all in how you look at it. Is it I'm getting older, or is it, oh my God, anything is now possible? Is it I can't stop drinking, or oh my God, this is going to be the year that I quit drinking? Birthdays are irrelevant. I don't care if you have a birthday coming up or not. You could decide today, holy crap, the next one year, the next 12 months of my life are going to be the massive turning point. I'm going to give up alcohol. I'm going to find out how the hell to do this. And I'm going to just make this a turning point. It can happen anytime. Forget about birthdays. So are you ready to make up your mind and have that change? This is a perspective shift. It really is. We're not just aging. We're not just surviving. We can make a decision to make things better for ourselves. The choice is always there waiting for us. Always, gals. And it really is just a choice. Are you going to choose to continue to suffer or choose to change that perspective? Which, by the way, that's the name of my coaching program. And this is one of the reasons why. It's all about how we look at things, ourselves, our past, our future, our relationships, all of it. It's just perspective shifts, one after the other, which lead us to a better place. All right, let's just end this by saying, if you're ready and you want a little bit of help, I'm going to invite you today into the sacred mirror. Now, I know I've been inviting you a lot, but I'm going to keep doing it because it really is worthwhile. The sacred mirror is simple. You share a little bit of your story with me privately by answering a couple of online questions. I'm the only one who sees them. And then I turn on this microphone and send you back a reflection. Not advice, not judgment. Just a reflection from a point of view from someone who's been there. So try out the Sacred Mirror. I know that the reflections I'm sending back are helping women because they tell me. Maybe today's the day you get that extra inspiration by hearing my voice speaking directly to you, using your name and talking about your story. Try out the Sacred Mirror. You just might get a massive perspective shift. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.